guys, I'm back with a new episode. I know it's been about 4 months since I recorded my last episode, and I'm back, and the next topic that I am discussing today is around boundaries. Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. Now, that's a big thing that a lot of people don't have, and it's something that I've been working on most of my adulthood, trying to establish healthy boundaries in my life, with whether it's with my job, my relationships, family, friends, anything that is present in our lives. We have to create boundaries that are healthy. And for me, being a life coach, being a healer, being a person that people come to for advice, a lot of the times, people don't recognize that you have your own things you have going on too, that's deeper than them. And if you don't create those boundaries to let people know, like, hey, not right now, let's revisit this, not today. Like, you have to establish some sort of structure that is healthy so that people don't feel that they're entitled to your time or you're obligated to be there for them in the very second that they need you, because you have your own life and you have your own things that you're working on for yourself. And that's something that I'm battling with, that I'm trying to curate in the most healthy version of my life personally, because I feel like, especially when it comes to family and friends, you know, a lot of people dump, emotionally dump onto you without, you know, checking to see, hey, are you okay? You know, before they just, you know, emotionally dump onto you. And I could say that I've done it before. Like, we all have done it before. We all maybe going through something and we just lose our minds in that moment. We need somebody to talk to. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough to have people I can talk to. But sometimes people may just woke up, you know, and started their day. People may be in that same moment, have personal things that they're dealing with. And sometimes you just have to simply ask, like, are you available? Are you okay? How's your day going? So you could decide to navigate, you know, if it's an appropriate time, because sometimes it may not be the time. And that's why there are other healthy outlets to navigate through your emotions when you're not going to have the people there for you in that time you need them to be. And that is okay, you know? And that's something I'm establishing in my life, because, you know, a lot of times, because I am that person that normally am the listening ear and open for whatever people want to talk about, and a lot of times I can offer advice from the outside looking in without judging, sometimes just listening, sometimes offering advice if needed, and people just feel like I'm the strong friend. I am the person that always has it together, and honestly, I'm not, you know, like, the strong people need strong people sometimes. The healers need someone to heal them. The therapists need therapists. Even my therapist told me that she sometimes needed a therapist. You get what I'm saying? Like, we don't always have the answers for ourselves. Like, we could give answers to people sometimes, but a lot of times when we're going through things, we don't know how to take the things we teach people and, you know, apply it to our personal lives. And people just assume. And that's one thing, one of the big lessons in life is to not assume. Do not assume, do not expect, and don't feel entitled to anybody's time, or just assume people are just going to always be there. We are all adults, and we all have a lot of same things going on in life. We're all struggling. We're all trying to make it. We're all trying to wake up and be happy. We're trying to pay bills. We're trying to go to work. We're trying to take care of kids. We're trying to put in time for self-care. Like, it's balance that we're all trying to have, fulfillment and balance and true happiness with self. And you can't pour from an empty cup. And it's just that simple. You cannot pour from an empty cup. You cannot be there for someone if you're not there for yourself. And if you feel like in your life currently that that's what's happening with you, where you feel like, you know, everyone comes to you for asking and begging or just needing, and you're like, well, who's gonna be there for me? Like, take a time out to be like, you know what? Not today. Sometimes you may not even be able to answer, you know, but ghosting, you know, is not something you should do. You know, when it comes to you know, people that you care about. You get what I'm saying? Because communication is important. You can't expect to be and have someone effectively communicate with you if you don't communicate with others. So if you feel like, all right, in that time, someone comes to you needing you for something, you just say, you know what? I am not in the place right now to be there for you, but I'm sending you much needed blessings and prayers that you will need to get through the remainder of your day. Talk to you soon. Like, that's a healthy response. You know, ghosting is not a healthy response, and I'll get into that on another episode. But you have to communicate effectively. You know, saying no without an explanation is important. You know, you don't always have to owe someone an explanation as to why you can't show up for them in that very moment that you need you. And I've realized that, you know, a lot of my life, most of my adulthood, I've been the strong friend. I've been the person, the point person that everyone comes to for things, right? And a lot of people don't come and show up for me when it comes to things. And then when I start to show up and express how I feel, then people may not take that at the moment. So it made me realize, okay, I have to create things that are healthy in my life that will let me have a healthy way to express myself in an emotional outlet, like journaling, going to therapy. You know, you're paying someone to listen to you. That's what they're there to do. They're not here to judge you. They're just here to listen and offer sound advice based upon experience and knowledge that they've learned for years. You get what I'm saying? Like reading, taking a bath, cooking, you know, doing things that make me feel, you know, liberated and not make me feel like I'm in my head and I'm overthinking and I'm allowing myself to be in a sunken place. Because a lot of times we can get into places, you know, where we may get depressed or stressed out and we just don't know what to do. And that's okay, because you're not going to always have the answers. Like, even before this episode, being transparent, like, I had an emotional morning and I already been going through the motions, you know, of just personal things, you know, just trying to find the time, trying to balance out, trying to be there for people, be there for myself, trying to enjoy my life and my summer, not to always work and no play. Like, it's just many things, you know, that we all have and goals we're still trying to achieve and things we want to look forward to, right? And that costs money. And, you know, it's just things of being an adult, right? And getting up every day, showing up for a job where it's requiring you to be the voice of reasoning for others is difficult, because it's like, you have to be level-headed to help people. Like, you can't, literally, you cannot help people if you can't help yourself. And the type of work I do, I'm a consultant, so I have to organize people's lives in the financial aspect and create and offer them solutions to help their situation. And that's a lot of times people dumping onto me, but I get paid to do that. You get what I'm saying? But a lot of times people don't pay you, but they just dump on you. And it's like, okay, I'm your friend. I'm not your therapist. I'm your daughter. I'm not your therapist. You know, I'm not a therapist. I'm a life coach. And a life coach is different than a therapist. A life coach helps you create healthy habits so that you can navigate on your own with your own self when no one's there. Things you can do for yourself that are healthy so that you can navigate on a day-to-day. A therapist is there to listen, you know, for you to sometimes emotionally dump on them, because it's more emotional than anything. You know, you're talking about, you're revisiting childhood wounds, shadow work, all those things is different. You get what I'm saying? Whereas life coaching is more structured in specific areas of your life that you want to target. Yes, it could be a very similar, because you, the way you do one thing is the way you do another thing. Sometimes you have to revisit some therapy aspects in life coaching, but it's two different things. Anyways, yes, that be my life. You get what I'm saying? And that becomes people feeling like, okay, I want you to be there for me, but not realize that you need to be there for yourself, right? And then the moment you're not there for them, you're a bad person. You're not there for me. And it becomes this negative thing. Like, the 99% of the time, I'm there for you. But the 1% that I choose to pour into myself, it's a problem. Like, are you kidding me? And that's when you realize that, okay, this is not okay. And I have to establish boundaries. And boundaries mean me being vocal about what my boundaries are. No one is a mind reader. You can't just ghost people. You can't just isolate yourself, you know? And I speak from experience, because a lot of times, because I'm not a confrontational person, I don't want to deal with drama. Like, I really try to avoid it. But it's something that eventually you have to face. You know, you have to face, you have to speak upon, so that that person, you can at least say, I told that person where I stand. These are my boundaries. This is what I'll allow. This is what I don't allow. And I hope we can meet each other halfway when it comes to this. I respect your boundaries. You respect mine. We got that established. Now, if that person, after that conversation, continues to be and do the things that you asked not to do, then you can at least say you tried. You get what I'm saying? Because no one could say, okay, well, you didn't tell me that you don't want to be, you didn't want to talk today, like, or I couldn't call you when I needed you. Like, I told you so. Now, when I don't want to deal with you and your stuff at all, then don't be upset, you know? So that's why establishing healthy boundaries in your relationships are important, because when you allow people to walk all over you or dump all into you, and you're a person that's on the spiritual journey to healing, and you're an energy person like me, sometimes you realize you're taking on other people's shit that has nothing to do with you. Like, when you really think about it, like, because sometimes when people dump onto you and you're not able to be there because you got stuff going on yourself, a lot of times you'll take on other people's problems. And when you really think about what is the root of this, you'll be realizing that, like, it's not even really anything that is involving me. Like, I'm stressed over someone else's shit. I'm stressed because I'm trying to just navigate through my personal life, keep myself level-headed so that I can show up every day and make my money and pay my bills. But then others don't see that, you know, and then they have their own shit going on, and then they feel like, okay, she's got her shit together, let me talk to her since she seemed to appear to be perfect. And that's not the case. Like, I have my own shit going on, you know. It may not be in a comparison, because I don't compare no one's issues. Everyone deals with life differently. But just because you feel like your stuff is important at the moment doesn't mean my shit is not important. And if I realize that your shit is not really urgent, then I'm going to continue to pour into myself because it's important. Like, I cannot be a good friend. I cannot be a good daughter. I cannot be a good worker. I cannot be a good granddaughter. Literally, if I am not level-headed, I can't. Life is already hard, and it only will be harder if you're trying to navigate through your shit and other people's stuff. And you have to speak up and say those things to people. So whether it's your mother, or, you know, a aunt or a sister or a brother or anybody in your life. Sometimes work is different because it's like, you have to do your job. But a lot of times it's healthy ways to speak up, to say, hey, you know, I can't. Or in a way that's not saying I can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a healthy way, just to say, establish a healthy way to voice on, okay, like, this is this person's job, and I'm, you know, I got my stuff going on with other things. Can that person, is someone else available to do it? Because a lot of times we pour into these jobs, and when we want to take a mental health day, they be looking at us like we're not human. So think about that. When we are burning ourselves out in these corporate jobs, doing things that are above our job descriptions, and then the day we can't give 100% that we gave yesterday, they be looking at us like, oh, what's going on? Like, your performance. Like, you get what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why it's important to pour into you pour into your needs, heal, do things that make you feel good, you know, meditate, talk to God most importantly, because a lot of times you're going to be sitting in a space where it's just you and God, it's just you and spirit, and there's not going to be someone there in that moment. So what do? You have to realize that you're never alone. You're never alone. You may feel like that, but you're not. God is there. Spirit is there. Your ancestors are there. Your angels are there. There are many people there that's not in the physical realm, but they're there watching over you, protecting you every single day. And they're there for you to say, hey, I can't today. I can't today, you know, I need you. And you will find yourself just talking out loud, but you're talking to God. You have to have a relationship with God. You have to trust that you're just having a bad day. You don't have a bad life. You have those boundaries with yourself too. Because if you don't know what you want, how do you expect others to know? You can't set a boundary and then don't stay consistent with it. You can't say, oh, I don't like when this person calls me at 5 o'clock on the dot, knowing that I just got off work and knowing that I told them that it's my time to unwind. But, you know, I answered them after I said that to them because they really needed me in that moment. Now they feel like, okay, like obviously it wasn't really that deep, or they're kind of gonna push it to the side, your boundaries, because you're not keeping and holding them accountable to what you said that you don't like and what that you do like. You have to be consistent on your boundaries. You have to be consistent with holding people accountable in the most healthiest way. If they're not able to understand that, then that's their problem. That's something they need to take up with God. That's something they need to talk to their therapist about. That's something they need to establish within themselves that have nothing to do with you. You have to meet people where they meet you. You cannot pour from an empty cup. You cannot give more than what you're receiving. Period. You can't. Because then at the end of the day, when you're depleted and you have no energy to pour into yourself, you have no energy to do anything that makes you feel good, that makes you feel happy, because you spent your entire time and days giving to make people go on with their day, and then now you have nothing else to give to yourself and your day. And that's not good, and that's not healthy. So when you finish listening to this podcast, I want you to take some time out to yourself to think about what are things that are non-negotiables for you when it comes to relationships, family, jobs. Write those things down. And write what are you willing to negotiate about when it comes to those people. So your non-negotiables and your negotiables, three things. And stand on that, because you can't say you have boundaries and then you break those boundaries and you don't hold people accountable, because it's going to end up hurting you and putting you in these repeated cycles of feeling like you have nothing to give to yourself. You have to establish a healthy routine, healthy boundaries, and take time to self. And reflect on yourself. And I know everyone has different situations and there are different points in their lives where they may not could just, you know, take time to themselves or reflect at every single given moment because of kids and work and things you have to do. But boundaries is something you create for your life. You have to think about what you want for yourself and what you deserve to have. And believe that. And you'll see how much better you'll feel on a day-to-day and realize how much a lot of those problems are not your problems. it's people problems that has nothing to do with you, and life is not that hard. You're just having a moment. A lot of times people hurt people, hurt people. A lot of times stress people, stress other people out. Like, a lot of times we're literally taking on multiple different energies from people that has nothing to do with us. It doesn't cost money to create boundaries. It doesn't cost money to pour into yourself. Find some time to pour into yourself. Find some time to figure out what it is that you want. Find some time to create those boundaries. Stand on it and tell people this is what it is. And if you can't understand that, then maybe you need to figure out yourself. Because we're all healing. We're all going through something. We're all struggling. We're all trying to just find balance in this life, in this world that's already crazy, that you have to create and establish the most healthiest version of yourself. And I hope that this message resonates with anyone, someone. That's all I'm trying to do, is let you guys know that you're never alone. It's okay to not always be okay. It's okay to not always have the answers for others or for yourself. But know that God is always there, and God always has the answers for you. Just talk to Him. And that's a message for you guys. Talk to you soon.